I like to think that I'm a good employee. I'm hardworking. But no matter what job I've had, I have days where I'm spectacularly bad, like awful at my job. So in college, my cousin Tina and I worked at a doctor's office doing front desk, filing kind of duties. And the doctors were great, really caring about their patients, but they were insane. They would have like crazy demands. One doctor would just, "Ryan, call the emergency room," and walk away. I'm like, "And say what?" And so one day we were short-staffed, and the same doctor flew into the file room and said, "Ryan, Tina, I need you guys to take patient vitals." Now, so I'm not great with people who are sick or in pain or annoying. But, you know, I'm up for anything. And really just patient vitals is weight, height, temperature, blood pressure. A person in college should be able to do this. So Tina and I walk to the nurse's station and look down at the file, and we see that the patient is Norma. Now, Norma, may she rest in peace, I'm assuming, just based on her history. She's a beast, right? She's just a beast. She's nasty to the staff, nasty to her kids, constantly screaming, like reeks of old cigarettes, has a thick Baltimore accent. I mean, she's just like a monster. And so I'm like, no. And Tina's like, all right, you grab her. I'm going to go prep the room. So I go to wheel Norma into the exam room, but the configuration with the table and her wheelchair with the leg rests, I'm not great at navigating it, and it keeps her footrest keeps hitting the table. And so I'm going like in and out of the room trying to get her in, and after a series of like three-point turns, she's firmly wedged in the door frame. And I'm like, all right, we'll roll with it. She's like, you can't leave me like this. I'm like, no, it's cool. I'm sure violating HIPAA, like up and down. And so now I have to get in the room. So I have to climb over Norma. And so then I had like the age-old question, do you go like crotch to face or butt to face, right? Normally I do butt to face because I don't want to look in someone's eyes when I'm doing that. And so I climb over her, get in the room, and Tina is just like, this isn't going well. I'm like, no, it's okay. So we bypassed the height and weight, just wasn't going to go down that road. And Tina's like, all right, Norma, we're going to do your blood pressure. And as soon, it's automatic machine, right? Like you put the cuff on and press go. That's all it takes. As soon as Tina puts it on Norma's arm, she starts screaming, it's hurting me, take it off. And Tina's like, no, it's okay, it's fine, you're okay, and it's getting tighter. It's tight, it's hurting me. And she's just screaming, and Tina's starting to yell back, like, just a few more seconds, come on, we can do this. And so I thought it would be a good idea to distract Norma by taking her temperature. And so I take the thermometer probe, and I'm walking towards her, and her mouth is open, and I'm shaking because I'm nervous and grossed out. And as I go to put it in her mouth, I prematurely eject the protective sheath from the probe, and it goes right down her mouth, into her throat. She starts gagging, like, ah, which makes me, like, want to gag. Like, I can't hear it. And so I'm freaking out, and I'm like, and Tina's like, what do we do? And we're just, like, looking at each other. The arm cuff is going. She's gagging. And I'm just like, ah. And, like, I reach in her mouth and take it out and throw it in the sink. And she's just screaming, they're killing me! They're killing me! And Tina and I look at each other and are like, all right, we're out. So we both climb over Norma, stuck in the doorframe, cuff still going, and just run into the back room. And so the doctor hears a commotion. It comes into the back, what is happening? And we're like, yeah, it didn't work out. What does that mean? It didn't work out. Well, where's Norma? She's stuck in the doorframe. He's like, ugh, I don't have time for this. So my dreams of being a physician were crushed that day. Thank you. Thank you very much.